You're tuned to Game Action 360, the digital sports hub built to put every team, athlete, and community in the spotlight. This is NBA News, your fast-focused basketball briefing for July 23, 2026.
Public records from Minnesota have confirmed that Minnesota Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards married Shannon Jackson on July 16. The couple, who have been together since 2020, and share a two-year-old daughter, recently tied the knot. Edwards impressed fans with his performance last season, averaging 28.8 points, 5 rebounds, and 3.7 assists per game, according to ESPN.
Boston Celtics forward Jordan Walsh has agreed to a three-year, $15 million contract extension through the 2029-30 season, as reported by ESPN sources. Last season, Walsh played 68 games with 25 starts, averaging 5.4 points and 4 rebounds, while improving his three-point shooting to 38%. The Celtics retained Walsh's 2026-27 option before adding the extension.
The NBA offseason continues to heat up with numerous signings and trade talks. LeBron James has informed the Lakers he will not return next season, keeping teams guessing about his destination. The Golden State Warriors remain pessimistic about signing him. Contract talks for free agent center Jalen Duren are paused, as Detroit Pistons and his camp struggle to agree on his value. Meanwhile, Celtics forward Jordan Walsh has secured a new three-year deal, adding stability to Boston's roster.
Phoenix Suns general manager Brian Gregory expressed confidence in veteran forward Miles Bridges, acquired in a trade, despite Bridges's off-court legal history. Bridges pleaded no contest to a 2022 felony domestic violence charge and has committed to personal growth through counseling and therapy. On court, Bridges averaged 17.1 points, 5.8 rebounds, and 3.2 assists last season. Gregory emphasized the team's serious consideration before signing Bridges and believes he can earn fans' trust moving forward.
Before becoming basketball's all-time great, Michael Jordan was devoted to baseball in his youth, influenced by his father, James. A rare item featuring what may be Jordan's first sports autograph on a 1975 North Carolina Dixie Youth Baseball Tournament program recently sold at auction for $35,250. At age 12, Jordan participated in this tournament and almost led his team to a championship. He stayed with host families during the event, forming lasting relationships, including with the Mitchum family. This glimpse into Jordan's early baseball years illustrates the diverse athletic background of the future NBA legend.
Michael Jordan's passion for baseball preceded his basketball stardom. Auctioned memorabilia includes a 1975 North Carolina Dixie Youth Baseball Tournament program page signed by 12-year-old Jordan, possibly his first sports autograph. Jordan and friend Reggie Merle competed in this tournament, staying with the Mitchum family, who hosted players. This chapter in Jordan's youth highlights his multidimensional athletic interests before he became the celebrated basketball icon. The story was shared by Chicago Cubs official news during All-Star festivities. That wraps this edition of NBA News on Game Action 360. Follow your teams, watch the action, and stay connected to the athletes and communities that make sports matter. Game Action 360. Every team, every story, all in one place.